This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Okay, I'm not going to lie about this. But it is a guilty pleasure for me to watch Juicy Smollett in his trial. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The radio portion, we do a lot of things. And I hope you'll check us out. By the way, it is the season of giving. And you're going to be getting a letter or note from us asking you to donate. And you can donate tax deductibly. Now, here's the thing. If you're going to donate $20, $50, it's a real hassle for us to do it through the tax deductible donations. And the reason is it's a lot of orchestration. You got to mail out letters and stuff, and you got to get letters sent so you can get your $5 donation. I'm not belittling it. I'm just saying it's a hassle. So if you're going to do that, you might just go to the website. But if you get the letter and you want to do a tax deductible donation at say $100 or more, and to be honest with you, I'd rather, you know, it's even kind of a hassle there. But if you do want the deduction, and I do say you should get it. You should get every bit you can get. But I just want you to understand it is a little bit of a hassle for us. Because our team has to generate letters and it's a lot of orchestration. But you can do that and it'll be available to you in the letter as to how to do that. If you have any questions about it, send me an email at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com or some sort of a message, and I will put you in contact with people, and you can do give us some duckies and get your tax deduction and what have you. So I appreciate those who want to do that in the beginning. For whatever reason, and I know the reason, because we do great work and we do a lot with our dollars. I was over at Turning Point having lunch with Charlie Kirk the other day, and I got to tell you, they are blowing and going over there. Four buildings they own now, it's quite impressive, and they have a lot of dollars, and you know, and I'm hoping they can move the needle. I'll put it that way, because I'll tell you this: with a lot less funding, we do a lot of work here, and I couldn't afford. I saw a room that had more Macintosh Apple PCs. That honestly, the equipment in that room alone was more than I've probably taken in my entire charitable work. It's insane. I wish him luck though, and Charlie's a great guy. So anyway, this Juicy Smollett, Jussie Smollett crime drama has really got me riveted, because it's not just this gay black liar who is on trial as much as it is leftism being on trial. See, let's just look at this thing in the big picture. Jussie Smollett is the poster child for leftism. Stages an attack, for personal gain. Blames white people because it fits a narrative. Let me tell you, conservatives, if we were looking for somebody to spotlight the lunacy of leftism, we couldn't have concocted a better story if you gave us 1,000 years. We just aren't that creative. Jussie Smollett, concocting this thing to save his career, and we'll go on into this a little bit more, but where are we at in the trial? So, a detective who interviewed Smollett about this so-called hate crime explained during testimony how Smollett cracked. Detective Robert Graves testified that Smollett changed part of his story after he realized two people he knew, the Osindaro brothers, were in custody. Now, before I go on, I want you to understand that as stupid as leftists are, they actually think they're smart. And like all leftists, Smollett didn't play this scenario out to its logical conclusions. And in fact, I say to you, he didn't even connect dots that were pretty easy to connect. He figured police would bite on the hate crime BS and the dumb cops would be part of his career-building plot. Because that's all this was. Jussie Smollett, this is what leftism is, folks. Pay attention. Hear me now. The left will use anything they can to further their career, their pursuit of two things, power and money. And sometimes three, power and money together. So that's what Jussie Smollett was doing. But see, guys like Smollett, they underestimate how smart these cops are. They do. Detectives know what they're doing. Anyway, Graves said Smollett initially described one of his attackers as white. However, about 2 weeks later, when he came in for a police interview, he told the detectives that the attacker was pale-skinned. Now, let me ask you this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. How many Jamaicans do you know who are pale-skinned? Huh? Yeah, I know. And see, you aren't even a detective, and you got it, right? Clearly, Smollett got word that the 3,000 hours of ultimately how long it took to investigate him, and he learned the Chicago PD had video footage, cell phone records, and all kinds of stuff that led them to the brothers. And they'd taken down the Osundaria brothers for this crime. Now, to his credit, Jussie Smollett tried to keep up the ruse, and he told the police that he felt that these two Jamaican brothers were innocent. He said, it can't be them. It can't be them. Why? They said the brothers' complexions were too dark. But once he knew that that story wasn't selling, here's what he did. He agreed to sign a complaint against the brothers. Yep. But at that point, Smollett's attorney stopped them, according to Graves, and I have a theory. I'm no legal beagle, but I think I know why Smollett's attorney stopped him. And I think it's because he knew his client was guilty, and he figured if Jussie Smollett signs that complaint, he now has committed another crime. I know. Now, I talked about this the other day, and I'm going to ask you again. Why is this case in trial? Then again, I remember that Smollett is a Democrat and an avowed leftist. Holly weirdo, you don't get any deeper entrenched in the leftism than that. Black, gay, Democrat, Holly weirdo. So he is going to stick to this lie until the bitter end. We'll come back and talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As we contemplate the fate of Jussie Smollett, I want to hearken back to Bill Clinton and the days of Monica Lewinsky. Bill Clinton was caught in an outright obvious lie. He tried hard to make people not believe their lying eyes. He was like, what are you talking about? So what? You remember when they did a montage of all the times Bill Clinton is speaking, and there's Monica Lewinsky, front and center. She's not in the back. She's not to the far right or to the far left. She is front and center. You don't get that close to the president without some knowledge, with somebody pulling strings. It's like the person that gets to ask the first question in a press conference. He will know you personally. So here's Lewinsky. Everywhere he goes, and every time he comes on stage, she's reaching, like, oh my God. And she gives him that big hug and whispers in his ear or something like, who knows, all right, okay, I got those cigars you ordered, whatever. So you knew it. You didn't have to guess it. And you knew, I mean, the other side of it is you knew Bill Clinton's reputation. So you're going, look, this, well, I can put two and two together here. So he then, Clinton, knowing he's caught, what does he do? He finger wags. I did not
Now, I want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to me clear. So he says, I did not have sexual relations with that girl, with that woman, or whatever. And he squinted his eyes because he was being serious with you. And anybody else that's seen anything different, well, they're just lying to you, like I'm lying to you now. And Hillary was standing by him. Oh, he's stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to. Well, Jussie Smollett, well, I guess he would be standing by his man because for other reasons. But is he at the finger-wagging stage right now, people? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Folks, the reason why I'm talking about this trial is not because of Jussie Smollett. I'm talking about it because of what it represents for leftists. This is such a great trial for conservatism. Every day this trial goes on is a day of winning for us. It is a day of winning for the police department. You know, the people they want to defund. I don't know if you saw this stat. 88% of black folks in Baltimore said we want to refund the police. See, Jussie Smollett took 3,000 hours of police time that could have gone to something legit, and he made a mockery of it. A mockery. And he sits in court acting as if he's innocent because he's still in the finger-wagging stage. But there's going to come a point in this trial where the blue dress comes out, metaphorically. And Jussie Smollett's going to realize the obvious. We already know the truth. You are not selling us on this lie. He sits over there. He knows he can't win. Irrefutable evidence that he lied about this crime. Still, he fights to prove his quote, finger quotes here, people, innocence. Now, by any other standard, this is bizarre. How would you want to say you're innocent when they've got the guys buying the products that you talked about on video? The two dudes you're talking about, the brothers, the Jamaican brothers, are now witnesses for the prosecution. You've got one of the best police departments in the world. If you want to talk about having to be a good detective, go be one in a big city. You can get nothing past these guys. So you got detectives who've done their due diligence 3,000 hours and they've come to the conclusion that you've lied. Jussie Smollett has backed off of his story. It was two white guys and they yelled, "Maggot." Look, I didn't have to have any Jamaicans. I didn't have to have anything. When he said in a 19 degree Chicago weather with that wind, it probably had a wind chill of negative 13. And people park it up. You got to have gloves on. That kind of temperature, you got to really protect yourself. But Jussie Smollett says, I get to my apartment and they said to me, "Empire." And then they were like, "Oh, you that whatever." And they talk about he used a racial slur or a gay slur and all this. Lies. Jussie Smollett sends himself his own letters because he's trying to get Empire to believe he's under threat. He's doing all this for his career and he's still doing it. He thinks this is going to work. It's bizarre. But it's not bizarre when you view it through the sight glasses. You know what sight glasses are? Or trip glasses. They call them trip glasses. You put them on and they have like little octagons in the front. And everything becomes octagonish. Nothing you see is like straight ahead. It's all octagonish. They call them trip glasses. I didn't know what they were. My cousin told me. So they're just trip glasses. And that's the way you have to be able to look to liberalism is through trip glasses. Because you can't look at it straight and try to make sense of it. I don't need to see any of this trial to know Jussie Smollett is still acting. He's trying to sell this concept. Overwhelming odds. But let me tell you why he doesn't see it as bizarre. He doesn't see it as a lie. Because Jussie Smollett lied for the greater good. So what? He wasn't actually attacked by two Trump-loving rednecks. Racist and homophobic rednecks. It's the idea that he could have been. It's like Elizabeth Warren. It's the idea that they planted in her head. I drove by a reservation once, so I'm an Indian. It's like Rachel Dolezal. I don't feel white. I feel black. Jussie Smollett feels innocent because that's the narrative. Cops are bad. They're coming after him. Why? Because he's black and he's gay. He even said that the two guys, the two Jamaicans, are homophobic. His friends. Detective Kimberly Murphy, she was the first one to testify the other day. And lengthy interview, got tense at times. I didn't see it, but people that talked about it said that's what happened. And she interviewed him at Northwestern Memorial Hospital after this faked attack. And according to Mary, she said Smollett told her he was trying to get back to the lobby of his building when he heard one of the attackers say, "Empire." Next, the attacker used a homophobic and racial slur towards him. Smollett then said, he said, "What the F did you say to me?" And I chuckled when I read it. I was like, yeah, because see, gay guys are really tough. And if there's two mean-spirited rednecks who want to kick their butt, well, yeah, man, those gay guys, they fight like caged cats. But then Smollett, he added a cherry on top to this part of his lie, saying that one of the attackers responded, "This is MAGA company, N-word." Okay, I'll leave it to you if you want to believe it, but I guess Smollett sissy fought his way, but he lost. He gets a new noose around his neck, and we're at trial. We'll update next time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A county prosecutor in Michigan on Friday charged the parents of Ethan Crumbly, the sophomore accused of killing four classmates this week with a semi-automatic handgun, with four counts of involuntary manslaughter.
These charges are intended to hold the individuals who contributed to this tragedy accountable and also send a message that gun owners have a responsibility.
That's Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald. President Biden is facing more questions about the growing COVID Omicron variant threat in the United States. Talking with reporters at the White House, Biden says the government is moving aggressively to deal with the threat.
In the United States of America, we're doing everything that needs to be done to take care of the American people within our borders.
The president adding that he's dealing with a cold. You're listening to USA Radio News. 210,000 Americans found jobs in November, which is the smallest monthly tally since December of 2020. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh isn't worried about the latest report. He joins Fox Business and says it's important to look at the whole picture.
Since President Biden has taken office, nearly 6 million jobs have been added. Our unemployment rate dropped to 4.2%, 2% lower than when he took office. So, you know, we still have a ways to go when we think about getting people back to work. But our recovery is happening, and it's happening in a strong manner.
Economists were predicting 550,000 jobs be added. Sales during the holiday shopping season could increase by double digits. An economist with the National Retail Federation says they could go up by 11.5%. Compared to 1 year ago. That's a full point higher than the group's top estimate that was released back in October. Back then, the Federation said sales could hit $859 billion. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever worked in a toxic environment? I'm not talking about you guys. My producers are looking at me like, yeah, no, this is not a toxic environment. This is an actual fun environment. We have a good time. They don't even want to admit it, but I do most of the work. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Have you ever lived in a toxic environment? If you're a, maybe a victim of domestic violence, things like that, maybe you haven't had a toxic environment or been a part of one yourself, but you know of one anecdotally. Maybe a friend explained theirs to you. I think we've all got some experience with toxic environments. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. When I say that, academia can be a toxic environment these days. If you're a conservative, you are in a toxic environment if you go to college. So, these environments exist. I'm going to tell you where I found the most toxicity. It generally involves stupid people, and at the top of that chart are leftists, and if you want to be more specific, leftist women, highly toxic. The everything is against them, Me Too movement, men are against them. They're concerned from a gender perspective. They don't really like the LGBT because they feel like they're ahead of them in their movement. They don't like black people. They claim they pretend to, but they really don't. They marginalize blacks. I'm just telling you, they feel like they're at the low end of the totem pole when it comes to their grievances. And of course, it's mostly around money, or I don't make as much as a man, or they feel like, you know, that abortion is their issue. It's my body. I can do what I want, and that kind of thing. But brings me to what I want to talk about. And that is, would you volunteer to be in a toxic environment? If you knew that a job was a meat grinder, would you do it? I can tell you this. I wouldn't. I'd have to be desperate. In a desperate move, yes. But if I could get a job, no. I would say nope. I've weighed all the options. Your environment's toxic. This one isn't. I'll go make less money in a less toxic environment. So when I ask you that question, I'm asking this. Why would any sane person want to work for Kamala Harris? And the answer is very simple. None would. Ergo, leftists are insane, because that is the only person willing to work for Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. But we're going to talk about Harris. Nobody, folks, I've said this on this program before, I'll say it again, it'll sound sexist, ask me if I care, the answer is no. It may seem misogynistic or a wide swath when I say it, but I don't really care again. Nobody, repeat, nobody wants to work for leftist women. Watch any version of Rich Housewives of Third World Crap Hole City, and you will see what it's like to work for a leftist woman. Now, you say, oh, Kevin, those women are rich people. You know, they are. One of them was Kelsey Grammer's wife and all that. Doesn't matter. There are behaviors that you have that say to me, it doesn't matter if your husband's a staunch conservative. It doesn't matter how you think you are. That behavior proves to me that you are not a conservative. The idea that somebody wants to flaunt their conservative, you know, their wealth tells me pretty much you're not a conservative. Because it's, and now look, I'm not telling people to run from their wealth by any stretch of the imagination. Quite the contrary. I say embrace it. If I were super wealthy and running for office and somebody said, well, look at you over there all rich and stuff. And I go, yeah, look at me. You jealous? So I'm not saying run from it. I'm just saying we don't really flaunt it. There are many conservatives that say, look at all the toys I've amassed. You might have them, but I'll use a friend of mine, Foster. Foster used to let people use his vehicle, that use his houses, use his name in a good way. Foster obfuscated multiples of his properties. It was the way he was. He was a very wealthy guy, but he said, hey, it's open, Kevin. I got a $3,000 tab up there. I got to spend it between now and the end of the year. This has truly happened. So two groups went. We had it for a few days. Another group had it. And he split the tab. He says, each of you have $1,500. So we ate everything up there for free. And what we didn't eat, we just said, well, just send us wine. We brought it back in wine. Because there was no way we could eat $1,500 worth of food in 3 days. So anyway, let me move on. Leftists are the type of women, leftist women, they'll drown their own children so they can have a new relationship with a guy who doesn't want kids. And you may be thinking, Kevin, that's cruel. Well, maybe. But it's the truth. And as I wrote about this subject, I said, Speaker Pelosi demonstrates that there is no taming of the shrew or the skank. Which brings me to Kamala Harris, the VP, or so they say, a woman who rose in political circles on her back. Kamala Harris possesses the intellect of a slug, yet she sits as number two to the throne, next to a demented, brain-damaged boss, a mere heartbeat away from the presidency, and she was president for a few hours the other day. But then again, maybe she doesn't sit that close. Because, see, the left know what we already know, which is Kamala Harris is toxic. She's going to lose her third staffer in less than 2 weeks. And here's what was reported on Just the News. Kamala Harris spokeswoman Simone Sanders is leaving the White House at the end of this year following issues with communications. An anonymous source told CNN that Biden and Harris are grateful for Simone's service and advocacy for the White House. She's a valued member, a team player. She will be missed. We are grateful to have her working through the end of the year. And her departure makes the third high-level staffer to leave the White House in less than 2 weeks. VP of Communications, Director Ashley Etienne, announced her departure November the 18th. The next day, White House Communications Chief Emma Riley resigned and joined the Department of Labor. Not one, folks, not two, three staffers in less than 2 weeks. Now, the reason for these departures is given. And that's where I go back to what I was talking about earlier. Toxic environments. Now, before I go back to that, understand this. The left say men have toxic masculinity. Now, I've always pushed back, and I said, well, the equal and opposite would be toxic femininity. Now, somebody could argue, well, Kevin, truly the equal and opposite would be non-toxic femininity. That's not the case. I'm saying equal and opposite. Toxic men, toxic women. You get what I'm saying? The yin and the yang of the universe. So, toxic men, toxic women. So if there is toxic masculinity, I contend to you that there's toxic femininity. And I'll tell you this, I think there's much more toxic femininity than there is toxic masculinity. So here's what they say. Rumors of an unhealthy work environment and dysfunction inside Harris's office led Press Secretary Jen Psaki to defend Harris last month, tweeting, "For anyone who needs to hear it, AdVP is not only a vital partner to @POTUS, but a bold leader who has taken on key important challenges facing the country, from voting rights to addressing root causes of migration to expanding broadband." I wasn't aware of any of it. And I'm going to tell you, none of that matters to me. She hasn't addressed migration. What voting rights is she helping with? Can somebody explain to me who can't vote? Everybody can vote. Quite frankly, too many people can vote. Unhealthy work environment. Shocking. Not. As for Psaki's comments to defend Harris, this is how things work in D.C. This is how things work with leftism. I'm going to tell you something that you already know. They tell you the opposite of what they really believe. Harris has been a liability to Joe Biden since he brought her on. And I predicted it because I told people, I said, black women don't even like Kamala Harris. They see through her. She only polled well when she attacked the old fart that she currently reports to. That is the only time she's polled well. And after that brief surge, she went down into single digits of popularity. And why they picked her, let me tell you why. She brought nothing to the ticket. A VP from California, you're already going to win California. They picked her because a cheat was in. And I don't know what they have on her, but if Joe Biden were to die today, Kamala Harris would be lucky to serve out his full term. I don't know what they do, but they don't want her being a representative of this country. She's that bad. I mention this because it's timely. Kamala Harris fully supported Jussie Smollett, and that proves she has no judgment.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You still buying what the Rock... Or no, not buying. You still smelling what the Rock is cooking? Dwayne Johnson, the guy that came out at the end of the campaign at the behest of the Chinese and said,
listen, everybody, I want to tell you that I, as the Rock, support Joe Biden because Joe Biden's the best candidate or whatever, and that was it for me.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Joe Biden, Mr. Popularity, isn't he? Right? You watching these poll numbers? We've talked about him last week. We'll talk about him this week. And the numbers will keep on going down. I saw, though, that the gas prices, they finally stopped. They were at 70-something bucks a barrel. Now it's down to 68. And the price of gasoline is kind of frozen. It's almost like the Democrats went, okay, we took it too far. Rough year for Joe Biden. Rough year. 844-551-8255. The most popular president in modern history, we're told, finds himself in a pickle. His numbers don't seem to match his pre-election popularity. And there's a reason for that. They always matched his pre-election popularity. Put another way, Biden's poll numbers prove that the man didn't get anywhere close to 81 million votes, even if you allowed the Chinese to vote for him. It's insane to think otherwise. But in another shocking, not really, poll, Biden's approval rating fell to 36.3%. That means almost 64% of this nation disapproves of him. And it gets worse because more than half of registered voters strongly disapprove. In fairness to Biden, this poll that I'm talking about was conducted from November the 26th to the 29th by the Republican-leading Trafalgar Group and Convention of States. As an aside, Convention of States is run by Mark Meckler. I think he's still running it, but he took over for Parlay once they screwed the pooch, and they aren't coming back, so I don't know what's happening there. But he, at least for a time, he was the president of Parlay, a.k.a. Parler. So it is a right-leaning thing, but I can't speak to what conservatives do when they do polling, but I'm going to presume they're trying to get to real answers, unlike the left. But 36.3% is only a hair worse than the left-leaning polls. Remember, I told you it was an average of 37% of approval for Biden. Was it CBS or Ipsos? Anyway, it was another poll. We talked about it the other day. So they're right around that, 37%. But get this. Of the current poll, the one I was just talking about, 18.1% of respondents strongly approve of Biden. 18.2% of those approve of Biden. So that 36.3% approval, 18.1% of this nation is completely insane, and 18.2% of this nation is insane. Strongly approve and approve. And I find those numbers fascinating, because who could possibly believe that Joe Biden is doing well? Who could possibly believe that this guy, I'm saying strongly approve of his actions? And I thought, does the pharmaceutical industry have that many people? Is it that big of a lobby? Maybe the teachers' unions or whatever. Because they're the only people benefiting in Biden's economy. Teachers don't have to work to still get paid. And the pharmaceutical industry, holy cow, you know what I would do if I ran Moderna or Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson? Maybe not J&J, because they had a lot of problems. If it were me as the CEO, I would retire, I would take my platinum parachute, and I would get the heck out of Dodge. You are not going to have a better year than you had this year. Are you kidding? But it's bad news for Bonzo. 52.2% of those polled strongly disapprove of Biden's performance in office. That is an overwhelming plurality. I'll get it out. When you compare it to his approval numbers. And it gets worse, though, because there's still another 6.9% of respondents to this poll who disapprove. So the total number was 59.1%. Almost 60%, can't quite round up, say Joe Biden shouldn't be president. He's screwed the pooch. Campaigns around this country, you got the midterms coming up. You got a lot of people out there vying for these new positions. They do not want to campaign with Biden. Yeah. I don't know if we ever got to this, but and I'm going to click on this story now. It says Texas gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke said his campaign is not going to be about anyone from outside of our state when asked by CNN's Dana Bash on State of the Union whether he would welcome Biden to Texas to help him campaign. That was a euphemistic way for Beto fake Mexican O'Rourke to say, I don't want to carry that old clown as baggage. Not in Texas. That will get me killed. He says, this campaign in Texas is not going to be about Joe Biden. It's not going to be about Donald Trump. It's not going to be about anyone from outside of our state. It's going to be about the people of Texas and what the people of Texas want. Whatever. I know how to read between the lines, and I bet you do too. They are sick of Joe Biden. The Democratic Party's sick of him. Let me go back to this original story. So bad news. I gave you the numbers. So the question is, how low can he go? I'm going to make you a bet. I don't think Biden is finished dipping. I predict his numbers will worsen. Now, I've already explained it. I explained it months ago, and I've even explained it over and over. But here's the reason why. Joe Biden has backed himself into a corner with WuFlu. You cannot promote variants indefinitely while you're trying to stimulate the economy. People want to plan. Entrepreneurs go, I may build a factory. I may open a new store. Whatever. If you know that you're going to go put $1 million or $2 million in infrastructure and inventory, and nobody's going to be able to buy it because they keep shutting down the economy willy-nilly, you're not going to be part of it. You'll wait it out. Like I said, you can't promote variants over and over and over and scare people. Next, $6 trillion in theft from the economy has got to come to roost. They didn't increase our productivity. This is $6 trillion that came out of thin air. Now, symptoms of it are already showing up in what people like me have labeled Bidenflation. Cost of everything going through the roof. I don't know if you guys have this. So I was on Amazon the other day, and I was looking at some clothing that I set aside for Christmas presents. And Amazon had an alert, and it said, hey, these products have a price change. So I'm spoiled. I'm thinking everything's going down. I'm used to being in the time of Trump. I'm used to winning, right? And every one of the products gone up. And I'm not talking about it went up 2% or 3%. Every one of the products had gone up 13, 14, 17%. And I remember thinking, now let me just explain. I buy some of my clothes, overseas because it's cheaper. And it's decent quality. It's not the best, but it's decent quality. It's so cheap. Being honest, you don't even have to wash it. You can almost just throw them away. If you're going to dry clean it, you might be better off just buying new ones, buying six at a time or something. So that's the site. And these products, it might be $17 for something, went up to $21 or $23. It was like, wow. So nobody wants a campaign with Biden. Bidenflation is dragging down everything associated with it. And the problems that Biden is creating is hitting Americans where they live. It's hitting them in their gut. Food prices cause you to look deeply at a candidate. When you can't buy, when you're used to having X amount of food and you can't buy that, let me tell you, people on a budget know. When you have a little bit more coin, you don't pay as much attention. But these people know. So Biden, he's got a problem. He can't hide behind him for affirmative action or whatever. He's just a failed rich white Democrat.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.